IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. Well, someone showing very, very little love is Russia. What on earth, or is it? Or is it a case of unrequited love? Because Ukraine does not seem to love them back. I don't understand the conflict. I genuinely don't. We understand the what is happening, but we have no idea as to the why. Where does this come from? When did Russia get so obsessed with the Ukraine? Has it always been? Does it go back generations? Well, Elif Seddon-Kalik is a research fellow at Africa-Asia Dialogue. Good morning and happy Valentine's Day. How are you doing?
Thank you so much. Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day. And it's very early morning, by the way, in London.
Oh, my word.
I am sending my kind regards from London.
Oh my goodness. Well, I really do apologize for you being on so early, but we do appreciate it because we actually, I keep thinking we understand the what, but we do not know the why. And whatever you read about this is all about the current conflict, but nobody seems to discuss what Russia wants this for and why and where this came from. Can you give us some context, please?
Yeah, first of all, it's better to go back to, maybe it's better to start with flashback, you know, in 1960s, when United States, when Russia secretly deployed missile in United States border, in Cuba border, United States also deployed troops into Cuba border as well and wanted to defend itself, if you remember. You wake up one day and you see all Russian troops. Of course, you wanted to give some reactions. So now Russia wants to do the same thing to defend itself because of the NATO troops in its border. And also another important point for this, Putin, because Putin, as a ex-Soviet Union leader, he has really, really personally big Soviet Union dream. So he wasn't pleased when Soviet Union was dismantled. Therefore, Putin, I mean Moscow, wants to show a big city in the region. Not to Ukraine, actually. Ukraine is just a tool, but to NATO.
So this is really all about Russia and NATO and very little to do with the Ukraine in some ways. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, good point, actually, because Russia wants to take back control of Black Sea region, ex-Soviet region, because Russia's dream is to bring these countries, all ex-Soviet Union countries, under the flagship of Russia again and wants to make them satellite countries. And this is the basic summary of Russia's game, actually. Therefore, some countries, some European countries, and also Turkey is well placed to play a mediating role in this crisis because they are NATO member, but they are not United States. So Russia has problem with NATO and mainly with United States.
What does Russia think is going to happen, assuming they do invade Ukraine and it's starting to look more and more likely? What do they think the reaction is going to be?
Yeah, well, if the world leaders, convince Putin regarding red line, that NATO will not extend Russia's military, will not extend its military influence into Russia's influence in the region, which was the biggest security demand in Putin's checklist submitted to NATO in last December. I think conflict will be resolved. So the countries have to convince Putin that NATO will not cross your border. And yes, you are the leader of the region. So right. This is mainly the basic point.
Right. So in other words, the only possible way to resolve this is to deal directly, to face the issues between Russia and NATO. Because on the Ukrainian side, in reality, it's got very little to do with it. Yes, of course, Russia wants control of the Black Sea. We also know that that it's part of Moscow's dream or Putin's dream for satellite states. But the reality is that this is much more about NATO than it is anything else.
Well, you know, some Western nations have already warned that Russia is preparing for military action with the United States and saying Moscow could begin an air bombardment at any time. Yes, this is possible. But I think Russia has really, really huge potential, economical potential with this country. All Western European countries, all, for example, Turkey and Germany, you know, Russia supplies more than 50% of gas to Western countries. So, of course, Putin, he's smart person, I think. He knows this chess game. So now he's just showing the stick, and I don't believe that he will start. He will press the red button very quickly.
Very, very interesting indeed. So you think that at this stage there's a lot of gestures of war drums, but it doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to move ahead with an invasion?
Yes, I don't think so, because diplomatic talks across the Europe still going on. Yeah. Some European countries, including United Kingdom, they warned their citizens,
to leave.
Not to visit Russia or Ukraine. This is of course war scenario. This is the worst one. But in reality, I think Russia now waiting for to be convinced, because Russia is not stupid. Of course, it will be severe economic consequences for Russia. It's for itself. So I think they are waiting to be convinced, actually. Invasion is not possible in the future, actually, right now.
Right. Well, let's hope that you are right. Very, very interesting analysis. Elif Selin Kalik, research fellow at Africa Asia Dialogues, talking to us about the Russian-Ukrainian situation.